whenever a bomb scare or something like that is called off, it usually is wound up being staged by the FBI.
Yes.
But whenever a bomb actually goes off, it's done by the CIA.
Which they blame some terrorist group that they fund in another country, which means we'll have to go over to that country and invade because we can't have that now, can we?
But have you noticed that the FBI just sets up patsies in order to take them down to make themselves look good?
Yes.
But the CIA plays for keeps, you know, they actually do kill people. You know, they're not, you know, just pulling your leg.
Yeah, obviously they are two separate entities. They don't, they have very different functions. Very different functions. One is actually going to bash your head in, the other one's going to take you to court and threaten to do it.
Yeah. I don't understand why it's called the Department of Justice whatsoever.
I think it's probably for the same reason that we would call it the Department of Defense. Bernays advised the military that you want to change it, change the Department of War to the Department of Defense to make people feel like this is in defense of them. It has words. Are, like Max Egan says, words are spells, and they have connotations. And when they redefine them and redefine them over and over again, and we forget what they originally mean, then...
Yeah. You couldn't very much call it the Department of spurting napalm over children and watching them burn to a crisp?
No, that... It makes the headline very big. No.
Well, what would the anagram, you know, like DOD, what was it? The Department of spurting napalm on small children and watching them burn to a crisp. Yeah.
Or droning the children left and right.
It's called the Dos Nos Corps Batak. The Department of spraying napalm on small children and watching them burn to a crisp.
It is right. Absolutely terrible. That's really.
It'd be one of the most terrible departments to work for. Like, you wouldn't want to kind of mention it above your breath at the dinner table or something like that if you're meeting new people. Hi, I work at the Department of spraying napalm over small children and watching them burn to a crisp.
Definitely wouldn't get any dates if you were at the bar.
Yeah, yeah. Because, hey, should be thinking, oh, I'm going to have children with you. You
exactly.
Crisp for a living.
You're going to spray napalm on them just to see what happens.
Yeah. Apparently you can make using frozen orange juice concentrate and what's it called? Some kind of packaging stuff. If it starts with a P. Polystyrene.
I don't know.
Polystyrene and petrol, I think, makes good napalm. So if you ever want to put up a napalm trench outside your house or something like that, you know, with a little clicker to, you know, ward off FBI agents and stuff like that.
Well, does that mean they're going to start outlawing, you know, like buying 5 gallons of gas and putting it in an extra container?
Well, look.
Because you could be going home to make napalm?
Gun control and information control and everything. It's not about the information. It's not about the guns. It's all about the control. Basically, we're the nasty people. We want to have all the keys to all the doors and lock you out of the house. We ain't going to allow you to have anything that might be able to bust down those doors to power. We don't want you to have guns. We don't want you to have frickin' any chemical products or anything like that. We don't want to have freedom or anonymity or privacy of any kind. We want you under surveillance 24 hours a day. We want every single transaction recorded. We want you on GPS monitored chips at all times. We want street cameras on every single corner and microphones. So we know what you're hearing, we know what you're seeing, and we know what you're saying and doing at all times so that you can never threaten our dominance. There's no lengths to which they won't go to. There's no intrusion too great.
It's incredible. It's happening right now. It's not in some distant future. And absolutely, people need to realize the gravity of the situation. And it's not just a cool story or a neat YouTube video. It's really happening right now. It's getting worse and worse. At least as long as I've been alive, it's gotten very horrible. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like when my children leave the house in 20 years.
Are you going to keep them locked up for that long?
Well, my son might.
Well, I see that's twice as long as those other girls that just got released for
it. Oh, my God. I could not believe that.